With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The presidential debate in Atlanta offered sharply opposing views on every issue.
President Biden slammed his predecessor for encouraging rioters on January 6th, while former President Trump said he would only accept the 2024 results if it's a fair, legal, and good election. Trump repeatedly pointed to immigration and border chaos, which Biden struggled to defend. And the two candidates hurled personal insults at each other. Trump called Biden the worst president in American history. Biden reminded voters that Trump is a convicted felon. Greg Clugston at the presidential debate in Atlanta.
Former White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says Thursday's debate was not a good night for Biden. During an appearance on MSNBC, Psaki said the president's performance was not what the campaign needed or wanted. Democrats are reportedly concerned about his performance in the debate, some questioning whether it's time to find another Democrat candidate. The president stumbled multiple times during the night, freezing up near the beginning of the debate. Also at SRNnews.com, the Supreme Court's putting the Environmental Protection Agency's air pollution fighting good neighbor plan on hold while legal challenges continue.
The rule is intended to restrict smokestack emissions from power plants and other industrial sources that burden downwind areas with smog-causing pollution. Among those challenging the rule, the energy-producing states of Ohio, Indiana, and West Virginia. The justices rejected arguments by the Biden administration and Democratic-controlled states that the plan was cutting air pollution and saving lives in 11 states. The regulation will remain on hold for now, pending a ruling from a federal appeals court. Bob Agnew reporting.
The court also cleared the way for Idaho hospitals to provide emergency abortions for now in a procedural ruling that leaves key questions unanswered. This is SRN News. One New York county takes a stand against transgenderism. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
Lawmakers in Nassau have approved a ban of males competing against females in sports at all facilities in the county. The locality is one of the richest in the nation and voted for President Biden in 2020, but concern over injuries to girls forced to play sports against boys has been growing there. One Democratic lawmaker compared the Nassau County ban on males and female sports to what the Nazis did to the Jews during the Holocaust. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democrat lawmakers in Delaware have given final approval to a bill requiring most private health insurance plans and the state's Medicaid program to cover abortion. In addition to mandating coverage for abortions, the legislation prohibits most insurance plans, including the one covering state government employees, from charging copays, applying deductibles, or imposing any other cost-sharing requirement for abortion. This is SRN News. Small gains on Wall Street Thursday.
Stocks inched higher on Wall Street as markets wait for a key report on inflation. The S&P 500 edged up 0.1% Thursday. The Nasdaq Composite added 0.3%. The Dow rose 36 points. That's about 0.1%. Walgreens Boots Alliance sank more than 22% after reporting results that fell shy of forecasts and cutting its outlook. The company said it could close hundreds more stores in the next 3 years. Treasury yields fell in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note dropped to 4.29%. The government releases a closely watched report on inflation on Friday that could influence the Federal Reserve's next move on interest rates. Seth Sutel, New York.
National Border Patrol Council's clearing the record about Biden's claim that the Border Patrol endorsed me on X. The National Border Patrol Union posted, quote, "To be clear, we never have and never will endorse Biden," end quote. More details at SRNnews.com.